It was the summer of 2015, and Howard Stern was hysterical. That the legendary shock jock could be so easily enraged was certainly nothing new. In this instance, however, it was the subject of Stern's apoplectic ire that was truly exceptional. The king of all media was ranting about advertising and how much he despised it. Stern was throwing a hissy fit because he just heard about an inspired technology called Adblock Plus, an ingenious app specifically conceived, as its not especially inspired name suggested, to block ads, to eradicate them like bison from the prairie, to disappear them once and for all from your online ecosystem. By simply downloading the Adblock extension to Chrome, Safari, or any other popular browser, one could be forever liberated from such noxious pollutants as pre-roll and banners, those mostly annoying promotional videos and almost always irksome boxes that contaminate most people's web experience. "I hate ads on the internet," Stern raged. He's a man who expects to be on top of technology and who pays others well for the privilege. Having discovered that Adblock had in fact been around for years, as had several rivals, not to mention a host of platforms conceived to bypass ads that date back to TiVo, he was reaming his IT team with the wrath of a thirsty man who just lost his directions to the Oasis. "I'm sitting through these ads, and you're telling me there's a way to avoid them?" That Stern's radio show is in fact lousy with ads created a certain eyebrow-raising dissonance. But I suspect few listeners disagreed with the sentiment. After all, people may love brands, but nobody actually likes advertising, except on Super Bowl Sunday, the high holiday of my former industry. But ads were just a fact of life, right? Like the common cold. Insufferable and incurable, and as entrenched in our media picnic basket as apple pie. Long before the internet, when appointment TV ruled the land, commercials, minus about 50 iconic exceptions from 1948 to 1984, had long been a form of capitulation, a necessary evil endured by consumers in exchange for the free content they'd actually come to see. Most of us understood on some level that this was how the rent was paid, but no one was especially happy about it. Stern surely intuited that shitting on advertising was pure populist red meat, something everybody could agree on, a gift-wrapped insight he could milk for 20 minutes of airtime or until the next squatty potty spot.